Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. This is Elder G. Bizarre coming to you from Warren, Ohio. This is Watchman on the Wall. Internet Ministry. End Time Global Link Ministry. Giving you the good news. The good news. The good news is that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. The world. Jesus Christ is the one that died on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. He's been gone for 2,000 years. He's coming back at the close of the 2,000 years. We are at the end of the church age. The church age. The church age extends from the day of Pentecost all the way over to 2023. When Christ went back to heaven, he told the disciples, go back down in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Holy Ghost. And it will give you power to be a witness for me to the utmost parts of the earth. We are going to explain to you from the word of God that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Savior. He's the Redeemer. He's the hope of glory. He's the only one that can save your soul. He's the only one that died on the cross and came back from the grave on his own power. He's the only one that suffered for man's sin. And since he suffered for man's sin, that's who I'm going to worship. That's who I'm going to honor. That's who I'm going to respect. That's who I'm going to call on, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. To all those that are listening in this evening, we thank God for all those that's tuned in, because we got some good news. I mean good news. And it ain't coming from CBN. It's not coming from TNN. It's not coming from NBC or ABC or CBS. It's coming from the portals of glory and from the word of God. Good evening. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I got a brother coming in on me from Lubbock, Texas. I call him Dr. Timothy Jackson. He'll be coming in with me. I hear him right now. We're going to be discussing what? Jesus Christ. Amen. That's all we're going to be discussing. We're going to discuss that he's coming back and how long it's going to take him. We're going to tell him what's happening when he raptures the church. We're going to tell you what is the church. We're going to let you know that it's composed of born again, baptized, Holy Ghost-filled believers that is trusting in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for their salvation. We're not talking about religion. Religion, there's more people going to hell over religion than any other drugs that you can name, because religion is just an act of service to the one that you trust in. And if you're not trusting in Jesus Christ as a relationship with him through his blood on Calvary's cross, you don't have no religion. You just going by what you think. But Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by him. And Jesus Christ is the way. Amen. So what we want to do for you, we talk the whole Bible. We live what the Bible says. We believe what the Bible says. We ain't taking no collection. We ain't looking for no pat on the back. We're going to tell you just like it is. Jesus Christ is the only way that man can enter the kingdom of God. You hear what I said? Jesus Christ Amen. Is the only way that man can enter into the kingdom of God. It's not Amen. By my works. It's not by my looks. It's not by my status quo. It's not by my education. It's not by how, if I'm brown or black or yellow or green. It's not if I'm poor or rich. It's by the grace of God through faith that Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice for mankind. Amen. Amen. We thank you for listening in, and we're going to get started. I'm going to give it over to the brother. He's going to have a few words, and man, he's going to have prayer. Then he's going to turn it back to me. Amen. And then we're going to get the ball rolling. Amen. But we do want to signify the highest sacrifice that the world will ever know. There's no higher sacrifice than what Jesus Christ did on Calvary's cross. Whoa. He died. He suffered. He dropped his head, gave up the ghost, went down into the bowels of the earth, preached to those in prison, got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and in earth in his hand. And we just ask you to listen in with it. If you get a little bored, because we're going to be on 2 hours. So if you get a little bored, you can like lay back a little bit and just listen. Amen. What thus says the Lord God. Brother Tim Jackson, go ahead and work with it. Hey, give us some information on what's getting ready to go down on this planet.
Amen, brother. It's a blessing to be here once again. Amen. We thank the Most High God for this opportunity. We'd like to thank Derek Oliver and his team for this opportunity. We're praying for the saints. We're praying for those that are lost, that they found and find salvation. Amen. I'm also praying for the Dixon family. Now, one of my classmates, having a saw, I ran to him yesterday at the store. He said that his cousin went to school with us. We all went to school together. She had passed away over the past week. Wasn't aware of it. Amen. So let's be praying for the Dixon family.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Most of all, amen, let's continue to pray for the saints, the lost. Let's pray for the world, amen, because there's so much going on in the world today. Amen. We know that the enemy, he's throwing everything at us. Amen. He's trying to destroy the men. Amen. Especially the men of our community. We know that the enemy is just trying to destroy those who are trying to destroy mankind, but he hates
the saints. Yes, he is.
He hates the saints. And as the good reverend was saying, amen, you cannot lose your salvation. The devil knows that. He knows, amen, that you cannot lose your salvation. Amen. I'm just going to take a few more minutes. Amen.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
To turn back over to the brother. Amen. Amen. And he knows that you can't lose your salvation. He knows that you are safe in God's arms. And, brother, when I tell you there's so many dark, evil secrets on this planet, the devil has a grip on this planet. But it's going to take Christ to come back and destroy. Did you hear what I said? He's going to come back, and he's going to destroy his enemies. Amen. I want to take a look at a scripture. Amen. In regards to Christ's return, and when he comes back, and I know that we're anxiously waiting. Amen. But we're also patiently waiting. Amen. Because we know that God's going to do it in his time, amen, praying for the lost, that they find Christ before it is too late. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to start at verse 23. 1 Corinthians, 15th chapter, verse 23. It says, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Amen. That means
amen.
That Christ returned to get the church. Amen. Christ is the first fruit. In other words, he's the first one from the dead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say it again. He's the first one from the dead. So if you lose your loved ones and they were in Christ and you are in Christ, know that you will, I guarantee, see them again. That's why it's so important to get saved. You know, people, we understand that death is a very hurtful thing. It is. Amen. I was hurt when I lost my loved ones. But what made me so joyful was knowing that I'm going to see them again.
Amen.
Amen. I knew that I was going to get to see them again. And not only get to see them again, I'm going to get to hold them, hug them, love them more. We're gonna reign for 1,000 years together and then go into eternity. My God, man, we serve such an awesome God. Man, this ride, this side that we are on as the saints of God, we have the victory. You can't lose. Let me tell you something.
Can't lose.
You can't lose. You may be broke. You may be poor. You may be living paycheck to paycheck. You may have some type of terminal illness. You may be sick in your body. Christ made a promise to us. He is the first fruits. He's the first man to return
come on.
To the dead and still is alive. He made a promise to us. The devil, like I said yesterday, the devil is defeated. We have to understand that we got the victory. The devil already knows that his time is almost up. They lost. Amen. And we want you to understand there is victory. When we say victory, understand what we're saying. There's victory in this life, and there's definitely victory in the next life. Nothing but victory. The devil cannot take nothing from you. Amen. He can't take nothing from you. Watch this. Let me share this with you. And now earlier I said you may be poor. You may be suffering financially. You may be suffering health-wise. But don't you know that Christ is going to restore you? He's going to give you more wealth than your heart desires. He's going to give you more than anything. The richest man on this earth, which we know that most of those people serve the devil. The richest people on this earth won't have nothing on the saints of God when they go to heaven. Amen. They won't have nothing on God. Not only that, you're going to get eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to receive eternal life. In other words, you're going to live forever. My gosh, a trillion years will be just like yesterday to you. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Come on, man.
A trillion. I didn't say a million. I didn't say a thousand. I didn't say a billion. I said a trillion years will seem like yesterday to you. Amen.
Come on.
It'll be
nothing to
you. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says a thousand years is just one day, and one day is a thousand years with the Lord. In other words, time don't exist with God. It don't even matter. It don't matter if it was one day or if it was a thousand years ago. Because we will live in eternity with our Lord and Savior, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and his holy angels, and the saints of God for all eternity. Who wants to miss that? Amen.
Come on. Come on.
I'm not missing that train. I don't know about you, but I'm not missing that train. Amen. The elder not missing that train. I'm not missing that train. And guess what? You're going to get a brand new body. Brand new body. This body that ages. You got to clean it every day. You got to maintain it. You got to groom it. You got to do this. You got to brush the teeth. You got to feed it. You got to give it drink. Don't you know? Amen.
Hey.
That you won't need to do any of those things in the next life. But the Bible says that, amen, the fruits are going to be so good on the other side that you can't help but eat. Amen. And when you eat and consume, you won't get fat. It won't affect you. Amen. It's only good for you. It's good for your spirit is what the Bible says. It's good for your spirit. Amen.
Yes.
We are on the winning side. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, verse 24. Now, watch what it says. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. In the end, understand this, okay? Now, understand what I'm about to say. When Christ returned with the church, okay, that's the beginning of the end. Not quite the end, but the beginning of the end. The reason why I say it's the beginning of the end is because at the end of the tribulation, Christ is going to end the 6,000-year reign, the 6,000-year rule of Lucifer on this planet. The grip that he had on mankind will be gone. It will be banished. Amen? It's going to be gone.
Amen.
Amen. For 1,000 years. Then he's going to be loose. Lucifer's going to be loose. At the end of the 1,000 years. Now, at the end of the 1,000 years, that is the end of the end. Meaning that that's the end of time. All the souls from hell, Satan himself, at the end of the 1,000 years, he's going to rebel against God. God's going to get rid of him, and he's going to cast him into the lake of fire. Now, remember, by that time, the beast and the false prophet would have already served 1,000 years in the lake of fire. Lord, that fire that burned fire and brimstone for all eternity. 1,000 years. Man, you talking about torment? Man, that 1,000 years is going to seem like forever to them. Amen. It is. 1,000 years is a long time. 1,000 years is going to be a long time for Lucifer and the fallen angels to be locked up. They're going to be locked up for 1,000 years. Then the Bible says that Lucifer is going to be cast into the lake of fire. Mm. Amen?
Yes.
And then that's going to be the end of time. And then, what does it say? It says, and said to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Once Satan has been loosed that 1,000 years, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
All the angels, all the fallen angels, Lucifer, the demons, they're going to be all cast into the lake of fire. Then there's judgment for man because, see, man gets to be redeemed. They're going to go through the judgment. Lucifer and them not because they knew better. They knew.
Come on.
Well, they were made perfect. They knew better what they did. Look at all this death and chaos. I think about it every single day when I hear about somebody being kidnapped, when I hear about somebody being killed, somebody dying, just tragedy all across the world. I think about it every single day. This would not have been if Lucifer was just stayed in his place and served God. Mm-hmm. It would have never happened. We would have never had to deal with this world. Amen. This thing that's
amen.
Going on.
Amen.
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 Amen. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to tell it to the brother. Amen. But all authority and power that's against God will be cast down. And the Bible says over in Revelation, the 21st chapter, John said, I saw all men, small and great, rich and poor.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Whose name was not found written in the book of life. I don't care if you were poor and didn't believe God. I don't care if you were rich and didn't believe in God. I don't care if you was famous, popular, not famous. If you reject Christ, hell in the lake of fire will be your home for all eternity.
Ooh, wow.
And it's sad to hear the stories online, on social media, who joke about it and say, oh, that's not real. Oh, that's a fairy tale. Lord have mercy. Don't you know that there are people that have died yesterday that thought this was a fairy tale, that's in hell, and wish that they can come back to this life.
Come on.
And
come
one,
on,
tell family and friends, don't come here. Whatever you do, don't come here.
Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord.
That's one. Number two, amen, they wish they can come back to the comfort of their bed, the comfort of their home, the comfort of being around family and friends, the comfort of this life, of feeling the elements of this life, breathing fresh air, drinking water, taking the bath. Those things are gone for all eternity. This is no joke. We're praying for you. We love you. Amen. We pray that something will be said today to stir your soul. Amen. Amen. Even if you're on the fence, we're praying for you that you come to this side. It's nothing but victory. Go ahead, doctor. I mean, take that
away. Bless the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother Jackson, thank you for the word. Thank you for your encouragement.
Amen.
I do want to recognize I got some friends down there in Tri-Delta, West Virginia. I went and visited them yesterday. Sister Donaton, and I gave them this year's number, and I hope they're listening in. I want to tell you, we love you all down there, and you can tell the ones that I didn't meet to give them that number so they can listen in on here. Watchman on the Wall, Elder G. Bazard, and Brother Tim Jackson out of Dallas, out of Lubbock, Texas. We've been on this year program for the last 12 years. We've been preaching the gospel from Genesis to Revelation. We don't miss it, and we don't play with the word of God. We want you to be encouraged and want you to know that Jesus Christ is coming back again and that he really died, absolutely died for our sins, that through him we can have eternal life. But now we're going to get right to the word of God. We want you to understand that what we're going to talk about, we're going to try to cover 7,000 years in the next 2 hours, 7,000 years. How can we cover that? Well, the Bible actually covers exactly 7,000 years. 7,000 years of human history will be on this earth. We in the 6,000th year now. The last close of the 6,000 years is almost near. It's almost about to turn over. Why? Because the time that we're living in is the most devastating time ever known to human history. The Bible says plainly that in the last days, in the last close, just before Christ comes, there shall be a falling away from the what? Falling away from the faith in Jesus Christ, falling away from the burial, death, and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, because churches don't talk about that too much more anymore. Only thing they take is sing and shout and take up collection and go home. But they're not getting the right meaning of what salvation is all about. Salvation is deliverance from sin. You're no longer a sinner. The only one that can deliver you from sin is Jesus Christ. It's not Mohammed. It's not Buddha. It's not Baptist. It's not Presbyterian. It's not no kind of form of religion or denomination that can deliver you from sin. The only thing that can deliver you from sin is set you free and put you on a place where you know that you know that you know that you know you've been born again is the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. In the Old Testament times, they use animals. They use turtle doves. They use red heifers. They use all clean animals to make an atonement for the sins of man. But that could not take away sin. What that did, that was only cover sin. It only covered sin for a period of 4,000 years. But after the 4,000 years was up, look over here. When was the 4,000 years up? The 4,000 years was up is when Christ was born. That was it. 4,000 years had been fulfilled. And animal sacrifices was no longer any good to cover man's sins or take away man's sins. Why? Why?
Amen.
Jesus came, born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, huh? Raised in Nazareth. Come on. Baptized by John the Baptist. Come on. Went up into the wilderness and was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. Come on. Picked up 12 disciples and taught them for 3.5 years exactly what he came for. He came to tell the disciples, I've got to go to Jerusalem. I've got to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things. And did he suffer? Oh, my God. You talking about suffering. You talking about a beating. You talking about they made him look like pottage meat. They messed his face up. They messed his back up. They took some iron nails and nailed his wrist to an old cruel cross. That's why those singers could sing, there's a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. You don't hear them songs too much anymore. They're beep-bopping and jumping and leaping and crawling and rolling in the floor. Where's the cross? The cross is a centerfold of salvation.
Amen.
If Jesus Christ wouldn't have came, listen to what I'm saying. I don't care what kind of choir you had. I don't care what kind of preacher you had. If Jesus Christ wouldn't have came and died on Calvary's cross, the whole world, oh, y'all ain't listening to me, the whole world,
amen,
would be going to hell. I say it again. I said the whole world would be going to hell. Why? Because it took God himself to be manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up into glory, and gave an atonement for the sins of mankind. And guess what? I was in the group. You was in the group. Your mama was in the group. Your daddy was in the group.
Amen.
Your children was in the group. Because the Bible says we all, A-L-L, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And anything that came before Jesus was too early. Anything that came after Jesus was too late. When Jesus came, it was right on time, because what he did, no other man could do or no other God man could do. Woo! What did God do? He became flesh and dwelt among us. And when he became flesh, he felt, he knew exactly how it feels to be a human being. That was the first time. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That was the first time in eternity that God became human. He never knew what it felt like until he became human. And when he became human, he said, I didn't send myself. He said, my Father sent me. And he said, when you look at me, you see the Father. I'm in the Father, and the Father in me. He said, if you want to know God, you got to come by me. So anybody talking about they're going to heaven, anybody talking about they singing and going to heaven, anybody probably shouting about their heaven, the only way you can shout and know where you're going, you got to come to Jesus Christ. You can't go to the Pope. You can't go to the bishop. You can't go to no other individual on this planet, on the other side of this planet. You can go to Jupiter.
Amen.
You can go to Mars. You can go to Pluto. You ain't going to find no other name higher than the name of Jesus Christ. because he is God the Creator. Man, look at this. Look at this. He had a blood system. He had veins. He had a heart. He had eyes. He could walk. He could talk. He did miracles. He walked on the water. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out devils. He did all those miracles. But the greatest thing that he ever done, Lord have mercy. Do you know what he done? He took your sins, my sins. He took the sins of the world, and guess what? It was put on his back. He became sin, but knew no sin. But by him not knowing sin, we put our sins on him, and he became the sin barrier. And he buried my sins. Lord have mercy. Do you know what I'm saying? He took all my lying, my cheating, my backbiting, my all the little things that I know I was doing wrong, things that I thought I was doing wrong. Guess what? He nailed them to the cross. Good God Almighty. He nailed them to the cross. And when he nailed them to the cross, heaven was shut down. The angels pruned their wings. Hell had convulsions. The whole creation got upset because the devil knew something was going on. He knew what was going on. He seen what was going on. And he said, now look here, if I can keep him in the grave, if I can keep him in the grave like I kept all the patriarchs, if I can keep him in the grave for eternity, I got the victory. But let me tell you, when Jesus Christ came, Satan was messing with the wrong man. Yeah,
amen.
He was trying to kill Jesus. The reason why, he said, the only way that I can kill him, I got to use the human race. And when he caused the human race to fall, he became the jurisdiction over the human race. And when Jesus said, I'm coming down to redeem man, he said, Satan, I believe in the spirit of my mind. He said, come on down here. Come on down here. And when you get down here, you're dead meat. Jesus wasn't afraid. Because he told the disciples, he said, I got power enough to lay down my life, and I got power enough to pick up again. I received this of my Father. You know what I'm going to do? Jesus was saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let the human race kill me. I'm going to let the human race beat me. I'm going to let the human race gnaw at me. I'm going to let the human race embarrass me. I'm going to let the human race do everything to the ultimate power. You know why? Because if I do this, I'll be able to redeem man back to God. And Satan knew it. Satan knew it. And he got down there in the grave. Jesus Christ went through the corridors of hell and preached to those in prison. And he stopped at every door. Every patriarch door. He stopped at Job. He stopped at He stopped at he stopped down at Hezekiah. He stopped at every prophet, every seer, and told him, "I'm coming down to redeem mankind." And just let me tell you, at that time, mankind could not come into the presence of God. Mankind could not go to heaven. Why? Because paradise was in the bowels of the earth. And since it was in the bowels of the earth, the reason why they couldn't go in the presence of God because nobody had died and came back from the grave. But after Jesus Christ died and came back from the grave, the Lord God Almighty went down into the bowels of hell and preached to those in prison and said, now I'm able to redeem mankind, and I'm going to clean out paradise. You know what paradise used to be? It used to be in the bowels of the earth. It used to be across from the bottomless pit. And you know where the man went, the rich man went? He went to hell.
Amen.
And he looked over across the bottomless pit. He looked over across the great gulf, and he saw Abraham and Lazarus. And he said, Abraham, tell Lazarus to come down here. And on his way down, stop by the water fountain and give me a drink of water. Put some water on the tip of his tongue. So I want to let you know now, when a saint dies today in 2023,
amen,
a saint of God dies today, they go directly to paradise. And paradise removed from the pits of of the earth or the heart of the earth and remove into the presence of God. So when a saint dies, an angel comes and get their soul and take them to paradise. And paradise now is in the presence of God Almighty. So it was removed from the bowels of the earth because sin had been paid for. Sin now was cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. So when a man gets saved, when a man is sanctified, wait a minute, sanctification. Let me stop there for 1 minute. Sanctification. Sanctification means to be set apart, to set apart from sin. The only thing that can set you apart from sin is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Your works cannot sanctify you. Your looks cannot sanctify you. Your talk cannot sanctify you. All your activities cannot sanctify you. It only takes the blood of Jesus Christ. Not the lamb, not the sheep, not the goat, not the red heifers. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why those songwriters said there's power in the blood. That's why somebody says nothing but the blood. That's why they can say Jesus Christ shed his blood. That's why they can say, oh, rugged cross, stood on a hill far away.
Amen.
Stood an old rugged cross. And he said he did it in suffering and shame. But they tell me when he got up, When he got up on Sunday morning, all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And that closed the 4,000 years. The 4,000 years was closed. No more 4,000 years. And the next 2,000 years, Jesus Christ said, I came to my own, and my own received me not. But as many received him, I give them power to become the sons of God. He said, I came to the Jewish race. I came to the children of Israel. I came to the ones that were supposed to receive me, but they didn't receive me. And since they didn't receive me, I cut them off. I cut them off. I cut them off for a period of time. And since I cut them off for a period of time, I engrafted the Gentiles. Good God Almighty. And guess what? I'm an old Gentile. I'm one that was crazy before I knew Jesus Christ. I knew the one that was in sin. I was doing my own thing.
Amen.
But when I found Jesus, I had my right mind. Now I'm a born-again, baptized, Holy Ghost-filled preacher. I'm going to preach Jesus Christ is the only one that can save your soul. And let me tell you, you need to be saved this afternoon. Somebody need to be saved out there. Quit fooling around with this church-going thing. You think you can go to church and 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 never get except Jesus Christ and then die and go to heaven? No, 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 no. Church going don't save you. Church going don't save you. Church going do not save you. Church going is for what? Fail not to assemble yourselves together for a matter of song, for we know that the day is approaching. Church is you go to church what? To prepare your soul to meet Jesus Christ, because there you're supposed to be getting the right teaching. You're supposed to be getting the right love. You're supposed to be getting the right understanding of God's word, and the church is supposed to be saying today, Jesus Christ is coming, man. Jesus Christ, don't you know 6,000 years is almost up? Don't you know the Gentiles are getting ready to be cut off? What you mean, preacher? I mean the church is getting ready to be raptured out of this land, out of this world. The church age is almost over. Over what? Over with its mission. And its mission is to go out into the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost, and teach them and immune them and lift them up that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that he is, not might. He ain't might coming back. He is coming back, what, to get his church. Now, what's going on now? We're living in the last day, the close of the church age, which is Laodicea. That is that lukewarm church. That is the church that Jesus Christ is standing on the outside of the door, knocking, trying to get in, and he can't get in because ain't nobody opened their hearts up. People just have the form of godliness, and they ain't got no power because they're doing some things in the church today that are put a knot in my spinal cord. because they ain't living the life. They ain't teaching the word. They ain't preaching the word. They ain't living the word. They're just going on, going and going and going, and they're doing the same old thing they've been doing for 50 years. They're going to the same old routine, never had a changed life, never been born again, talking about they got the Holy Spirit, but they're cussing, lying, cheating, backbiting, whoremongering, adultery. They're doing everything, and on Sunday morning, they try to grow wings and fly inside the church and sing a song and then go home and get ready to go to the night living, go to the night bar. Go do the own thing. But let me tell you, the Bible says you cannot serve two masters. Either you going to serve one and hate the other, or hate one and serve the other. Which one you going to take? But my friends, those that's listening out there, we are living in the last Laodicea church age. Out of all seven churches, listen to this, out of all seven churches in the book of Revelation, you will only find two churches. Two churches that were actually preaching and explaining and proclaiming the word of God. The other churches were wrapped up in programs, wrapped up in themselves, wrapped up in their money, wrapped up in women, wrapped up in everything but preaching Christ, him saved and crucified, and the return of Jesus Christ. And the two churches that were doing it was Smyrna and the Church of Philadelphia, and that's the church I'm in right now. I'm in the Evangelistic Church because we as preachers, we as ministers of God, we should be preaching the righteousness of God, and that is that he died and rose again, and he's definitely automatically coming back again to do what? He's going to rapture. He's going to rapture the church. And guess what? God is going to graft. He's going to graft the Jews back in to their mission. He's going to grab the church. Well, what is the devil doing? Well, the devil got his own church. The devil got his personal church that's found in the 17th chapter of Revelation. I'm going to read a little bit from that church, and then I'm going to give it over to the brother. This is what it says. This is a false church. This is the church that the world is covered with. In the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation, when you get a little chance, you want you to read it. Listen to what it says about this false world one church, world church, where the devil is going to be the father of this church. He is the organizer. He is the one that brought this thing first. He is the one that started all this stuff. And what is that? False religions. Religion.
That's right.
Religion. False religion. And guess what? 6,000 different kinds of religions is in the worldwide today. 6,000 religions that rules the world now and is orchestrated by Lucifer. And Lucifer says, the only thing I want you to do, only thing, I don't want you, main thing I don't want you to do, I don't want you to accept this Christ. I want you to stay away from the cross. I don't want you to believe in the cross. I don't want you to even think about the cross because the devil's telling people today there ain't no such thing as the resurrection of Jesus Christ and that God didn't come in the flesh and that he didn't come from the grave. And he's telling people that today. And the devil says, now, if I can keep them away from the cross, they belong to me. I got them. Because if you're walking in unbelief, if you have never been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, if you never have repented of your sin and come to Jesus Christ and forsake all your unrighteousness, guess what? You belong to Satan. You're in the hand of Satan. And I don't care how sweet you are, how nice you are, how much money you got, how much education you have. I don't care nothing about that. God ain't worried about that. What God wants and what he died for was your soul.
That's right.
The people today say, my soul is all right. No, it ain't. Your soul ain't right.
Amen.
Because you were born wrong. Shaped in iniquity did your mother conceive you. And Jesus Christ said, no man can be saved. He told Nicodemus, hey, Nicodemus, you must be born again before you can ever see the kingdom of God. Come on, preachers. Come on, preachers. Come on, you can't get to heaven without the new birth. You got to be born again. Of what? The water and the spirit. You got to be in your mother's womb and be born of the water. Come on now. And when you're born of the water, you're a human being. Now, since you're a human being, you're born in sin and saved in iniquity. In order to be born again, you must be born by the spirit. And Nicodemus said, well, Lord, can I go into my mother's womb since I'm old and gray and I'm all bent over? Can I go into my mother's womb again and be born again? Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And guess what? The word of God will never fail.
Heaven
will pass away, but the word of God will never fail. That same birth that Jesus Christ spoke to about 2,000 years, that same birth has to be ignited today in the souls of men. Ye must be born again. And when the new birth comes, guess what? Guess what? There's a change. What in your life? You pass from death to life. Because you what? Love the brothers. Oh, my God. If a man say he loved God and hate his brother, he's a liar. And the truth is not in you. So what we have, we at the end of the 6,000 years getting ready to go into the last 7 years of what? Tribulation period. The tribulation period is right on the verge. The rapture of the church is in your back door now. The rapture of the church is at your front door because you don't know what hour or what day Jesus Christ is going to what? Rapture the church at a moment of a twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. And we that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So what I want to do is I want to put you exactly where you at. You're at the end of the 6,000 years. And the 6,000 years, listen to this, ends in 2030 is the end of the 6,000 years. And God don't lie. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again. But the 6,000 years will end in 2030. And by ending in 2030, that means the church age is almost over.
Amen.
It's almost over. Me and the brother got to preach the word, whether you like it or whether you don't like it. But we love you so much out there. I want you to pay attention because I'm going to be back after the brother breaks the word. He might pick up where I left off. But that's good. Amen. But we are living in that church age now where Jesus Christ says, there's going to be some Bible prophecies that be fulfilled before the rapture of the church. And that is, I'll tell you this, and the brother might pick it up after that. That is the encountered armies around Jerusalem today. There are six armies around Jerusalem trying to get rid of the Jewish people. And then there's another war coming. It's called the War of Gog and Magog. That's found in the 38th and 39th chapter of Ezekiel. And we got Putin getting ready to get his army together. And that's going to end up with World War III. And just before that, something dynamite. You talking about blowing up something. Woo! When the church is raptured, it's going to blow up a whole lot of stuff. And the world will be in turmoil. You talking about problems now. You ain't seen nothing until the tribulation, amen, gets into the middle part of the tribulation. It's going to be hell on earth. But the one thing I want you to do, I'm going to give it to the brother. Whatever you do, don't be left here. After the rapture, don't be left here. Because when the rapture comes, those that are left here are going to have to face the false Christ, the Antichrist.
That's
so
right.
Be ready.
That's right.
Get, know Jesus Christ now. Go to Calvary. And fall before the crimson flow of the blood of Jesus Christ and repent of your sins. And guess what? The Lord can save you in a split second. And God says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Go ahead, brother. Work with it.
Amen. All glory be to the Most High God. Amen. Awesome word. Amen. The brother said, we are nearing the return of Christ. Amen. We're getting the church ready to go home soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Amen. I'll say it again. Amen, brother. Amen. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Amen. I remember when I was a boy in church, my mom used to play the piano. My dad, he started as a deacon, and eventually he became a pastor. And I remember these songs, amen. And, you know, then I didn't understand what they meant. on what they were saying. But they knew all along. Amen. The saints have known, amen, that soon, very soon. Amen. And we know that it's time. Amen. It's been 2,000 years. But even 2,000 years ago, they believed that Christ was still coming in their lifetime.
Yeah.
And here we are, 2,000 years later. And the time, the signs, the time, the seasons, and the times show us more now that Christ is getting closer and closer to his return more than ever. Amen. Within this age, amen. Lucifer is losing. He's fighting a losing battle. He wants souls now. He's already lost. It's over with for him and the fallen angels and the demons. It's over for them. Amen. They just want souls. They want so many men and women. Souls
and
to be lost.
Anybody.
Anybody. Amen. They want souls to be lost. Amen. Yeah. He wants souls. He already know, amen, that it's over with. Ain't no taking over heaven. Ain't no overthrowing God. Ain't no going back to heaven. He knows that if all
amen,
eternity
brother.
Is darkness.
Ain't no more.
Amen. Ain't no more. And
ain't
darkness.
No more.
Amen. He will be the God of hell and the lake of fire. Amen. Because he has so many souls. He deceived so many souls. Amen. And we have them to reject God. Amen.
Yeah,
and I'm
man,
so
brother.
Grateful this day to my salvation. I'm praying for so many of you that you receive salvation before it is too late. But like my dad used to always say, as long as you got breath in your body, it is never, never too late to receive Christ. Amen. Never too late.
Amen.
It don't matter if you say that you sold your soul to the devil, it's about too late because your soul don't belong to the devil. It ain't his for him to buy. Amen. It's not his. Your soul, amen, it belongs to God. God is the one that created you. Amen. So if anybody, amen, you all sell your soul to God. Amen. That's what we've done.
Come on.
We sold our soul to God. Amen. We're going to live for
Come
all
on,
eternity.
Preacher.
Amen. We're going to get new bodies. There's benefits on this side. There ain't no benefits when you die and go to Lake Fire. Nothing but hollering and screaming for all eternity. Nothing but pain and suffering. But on this side, amen. Joy comes
Come on,
in the
preacher.
Morning. Amen. We're going to get the love and the joy and peace and happiness and get to eat fruits. Amen. Amen. Probably more likely it's going to be some water. Amen. For us to drink. I'm talking about water that's pure. Not spiritual water. Amen.
On,
like
preacher.
The woman at the well. What did Christ tell the woman at the well? Amen.
Hey,
amen. 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 So I want to take a look at the book of Joel real quick. Amen. The book of Joel.
All right.
And I want to come from. Amen. Amen. Let's go to. Let's go to Joel, the second chapter. Let's start there.
Joel, the second chapter.
Joel, the second chapter. Amen. Amen. And it reads in verse 1, says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound in a horn in my holy mountain, that all the inhabitants of the land tremble for the day of the Lord cometh.
Come on.
For it is nigh at hand.
Come on.
Amen. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Lord have mercy.
Woo.
Amen. When I think about that, bro, I think about the storms. Amen. It's been raining a lot here in Texas. I think about how those dark, stormy clouds come rolling in, the thunder and lightning. And this is so beyond that. This is so beyond anything that you can imagine, anything that man's ever seen. This is beyond that. Amen.
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 Come on.
This is going to be a time on this earth. Daniel said it. Christ said it.
Yeah.
There is no time. There was no time like it since the beginning, nor to the present time, nor any time afterwards. These dark clouds are going to be so dark. Amen.
Amen, brother.
It's going to be like it's night. That's how dark. It says thick dark. And you
thick
can
dark.
Feel it. Amen. As
Amen.
The morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there had not been ever the like. neither shall be any more afterward. Amen. You see it?
Amen.
Even to the years of many generations. He's talking about the day of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
And praise his name. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Praise his name. The church will be gone by this time. Amen.
And amen, brother.
You have the tribulation, and you have the day of the Lord, 7-year period. Then you have the great tribulation, which is the last 3.5 years. Something terrible, amen, will take place.
Amen, brother.
In that 7-year period. Amen. We pray that you don't ask for it. We pray that you don't desire or want to be here. You know, some people make jokes about this stuff. Amen.
Yeah,
people make jokes, but they joke and play with God all the time. That has not ever been a thing that entertained me, to play with God, to mess with God. Amen. God ain't nothing to be played with.
No, but play with.
Amen. Nothing to play with. Amen. Amen. And it says, there had not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Go to Joel, then we skip down to verse 11. Amen. Amen. Let's get down.
All right.
And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. Camp is very great. Who's his army?
Amen.
The saints of God.
Amen.
The saints of God. Amen. That's
the saints of God.
Amen. That's why I tell people that we won't be here in the tribulation. There's nothing to fear. We are part of the army of the Lord. How do you know that? Let's go over to the book of Jude and show you what Enoch wrote.
All right, go ahead, brother. Work with it.
Amen. Jump over to the book of Enoch.
Work with it, brother.
Amen. All glory be to God.
Amen.
This is what Enoch said. It's the book of Jude, 14 verse.
14th verse.
Amen. Amen. It says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied to thee, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which have ungodly committed.
Their
hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Amen. And I was just saying, this is all the people online. That's like, even before social media came about, man has always done this. We used to hear people back in the day. I don't believe in that nonsense. I don't believe in that mess. I don't need God. I don't believe in God. I heard people that we grew up, you would hardly hear it back then. But you would hear it. Amen. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in that nonsense.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. It's a lot of people that have lost their souls.
Yes,
with their mentality. They have totally rejected God. They have scoffed at God. They have murmured. They complain against God. Amen.
Yes,
Lord,
sir.
Never to return to this side. If you don't get saved on this side, there is no purgatory. There is no second chance. This is your second chance. Today, when you wake up every day, God is giving you a second chance. That is your second chance. In this life, right now, while you're breathing, this is your chance to get saved before it is too late. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go back over to the book of Joel.
Okay.
Amen.
Let's go back.
Amen. Well, watch what it says. Verse 11, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great. Very terrible. Did you see what the Bible said?
Yes, sir.
For the day of the Lord, that's that 7-year tribulation period. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it?
Come on.
I want to tell you something else. Let's go to Revelation.
All right.
Revelation
16th
chapter.
16,
amen. Revelation 6. Amen.
Amen, brother.
15 through 17. Revelation, the 6th chapter, verses 15 through 17.
It said, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
They're going to be running in that great, terrible day, running the punishment. And like the brother said, there's so much in Revelation that we don't know. But I was thinking about this last night, brother, after we got off the air. I said, you know what? I said, John gave us a lot of information, yet he only gave us a glimpse. That's a lot of information. But yeah, he only gave us a glimpse of what's going on. There's so much that's going to happen in that 7-year period that we don't know what's going to happen. We can't even begin to tell you the things that's going to happen on this earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We know the things that's going to happen. There's a lot of things positive that there are seven thunders. Amen.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Amen. In other words, John wasn't even permitted to tell us a lot of the things that John saw. God didn't permit him to share it with us. Lord have mercy. So glad. So glad I'm not going to be here. Amen. I remember when I started studying and rereading Revelation, and I was taking class on Revelation, and I remember, I was like, man, all the stuff that we were talking about in class, like, Lord have mercy. How are we going to be able to make it through this? How are we going to be able to go through the tribulation? We got to feed our families. The Bible said that a day's work is going to be, basically, there's going to be another meal.
Come on, preacher, tell it. Yes, sir.
I said, Lord, I got the thing at the time. I had a full house of kids and wife, and amen, Lord was blessed enough to take care of other people's kids. I was like, how am I going to be able to feed all these people? I said, Lord, amen, brother. I was troubled in my spirit. I said, Lord, I love you. And if we got to go through it, we got to go through it. I said, Lord, I love you. Amen, because I didn't know, amen, at the time. I was just beginning the class, beginning the stuff. My dad talked about Revelation. And then, amen, we come to find out the great mystery that Paul had wrote, amen, most of the church had missed. Paul had a mystery that gathering together the saints. Lord, have mercy.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. We know it as the rapture, when Christ is going to deliver us from the wrath that's going to come. Amen?
Yeah.
And it only makes sense. It only makes perfect sense. Why would God punish his children with the wicked? That's why I keep trying to tell some of these people out here that say, oh, the church is going to go through the tribulation. That makes no sense, brother. Why would God punish us with the wicked? That makes no sense. That don't even sound like God. That's not even decent in order. That's almost like saying the saints going to burn in the lake of fire. That makes absolutely no sense. Amen. The saints will not, shall not, and cannot go through the great tribulation. The Bible says that Christ said to himself in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 10, that he's going to keep us from the hour of temptation. And I am so grateful for that we will be kept. We will not even go through the great tribulation.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. And brother, I was like a long time ago. I think it was almost 20-something years ago when I took that class. Amen. It was almost approaching 20 years ago. And I am so grateful to learn the things. When I took the class, I did some study and some research. I learned some things, made a good grade in the class. I was grateful to learn. I said, Lord, you're so good. You're so graceful.
Yeah.
You're so merciful. I just thank you for your grace and mercy, and that the church will not and shall not go through the great tribulation. Amen.
Amen.
I want to go over to Revelation 18. I got a little time.
Go ahead.
The doctor said I got some time. Amen. Go with me to Revelation, the 18th chapter. Amen. Let's look at verse 8. 18, verse 8. He said, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Look at that. Lord have mercy. Look at us.
Amen.
We will not be in the tribulation. We're going to come back at the end of the great tribulation. All glory be to God. Amen. But we will not be in the tribulation. The church will not go through the tribulation. The church is going to call home.
Come on.
The dead saints, as well as those that are alive and remain, will be caught up to heaven, and we will be with the Lord forevermore. Thank God for his grace and his mercy, for he is more than worthy to be praised. The saints won't see the mark of the beast. We won't see the day of the Lord, and we definitely won't see the great tribulation. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come
on. We won't be there. Amen.
Now
watch this. There's a lot of stuff that we want to read, but, amen, due to time, we will get to it. Amen. The Lord say the same. We will get to it. Amen. Back over to Revelation. I'm sorry. I didn't get to finish reading Revelation. The sixth chapter. I'm going to go back. I didn't finish it. I'm sorry. Revelation, the sixth chapter. Let me go all the way back over to the book. There we go.
The sixth chapter.
Amen. I believe I stopped at verse 15. I don't think I went further than verse 15. Amen. There it is. I'm going to read again. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens in the rocks of the mountains. Do you know that they are pushing recruitment for the so-called Illuminati, all these fraternity orders and sorority orders? They are recruiting.
Yeah, come on.
Heavily recruiting. Don't you know that this scripture here, verse 15, refers to all you kings and queens, all your presidency on this planet? These are the people who run countries. They are all under the satanic rule. They are all under the so-called elite, the so-called Illuminati. They operate under them, the kings of the earth. Amen. They talk about the 13 families that run the world in secret.
Yeah.
They control the banks. They control the money flow. They govern the laws and everything. They govern the governments. Amen.
Yes, sir.
They govern the militaries of the earth. And this order comes down from who? None other than Lucifer himself.
Lucifer.
Amen.
Yes,
Lucifer
brother.
Himself. This is what it's talking about. And the kings of the earth. When they talk about the kings of the earth, this are your 13 rich people. This is the highest that you can go. They are the kings of the earth. Whether they be men and women or men and women both. And then you have and the great men and the rich men. So you have people who are great. Maybe they are great philosophers, scientists, and they're great on the planet. They have money. Amen. And the rich men, they have power. They have prestige.
Yeah.
Amen. Then it says, and the chief captains. Amen. You got your military people who serve up on all this rest. See, the Bible, this stuff was written thousands of years ago. And it is amazing how it covers the things that we see in today's world. We look at the news and we see this stuff. And you can see all the details in the Bible. It says, the mighty men. And every bondman, every captain, sea captain, air captain, land captain, whatever type of army, military, chief captain, the people who are above them. And you know, it's funny because I learned by watching certain documentaries that the people, I always used to think that the president of the United States was the most powerful man on the earth. And I was speaking, talking to somebody about this about a week ago, and it was a shock to me. I learned this back in high school, in 11th grade. I saw this documentary on JFK. How he was killed. And I said, wait a minute. Ain't the president supposed to be the most highest, powerful person on this planet? But we found out that he wasn't. Why? Because there is a shadow government.
Come on, preacher.
That you can't even see. And there's a document on YouTube right now. He's an FBI agent. And he talks about how when these people come around, the highest ranking military officers, they answer to these people. He said these people are regular civilian people. They don't wear suits. They're not in the military. They're not in the government. They're not the CIA. They're not the FBI. They're not in any type of government intelligence agency or nothing. He said these people come out of nowhere. He said when they come and tell them captain what to do, they do it. Out of the blue, no questions asked.
Come on.
That's because there are people in this world that you don't see, I don't see, we'll never see these people. They'll never be on TV. They'll never be on the news. You'll never hear about nothing that they do.
Nothing.
They control all the decisions on this planet.
Come
on, preacher. They operate. They're known as your shadow government, your people behind the curtain. Amen. They behind the scenes. Amen. And guess who else is with them?
Yes, sir.
The beast is with them. Amen. For right now, he's hiding behind the scenes. You don't know who he is. Amen. He's hiding behind the scenes. Amen. He's hiding behind the curtain. Amen. Now watch this. Watch it. Where was that? Amen. Verse 16. But I want you to know that on the day of the Lord, the last 3.5 years, God going to punish them. All of them that serve the devil, that are Luciferian, satanic, they control the world. They control the kidnapping. They know this stuff is going on. They control the drug dealing, the drug cartel. They control all of this stuff is governed under this what? Ancient Babylonian system that these so-called elite families are operating. Amen. Reptilian.
Amen,
you
brother.
Can call it whatever you want to call it. Alien. You can call it whatever. People don't see. You talk like this in church, brother. Folks don't think this is real. They shake the head at you. They think you're crazy. They think you done went nuts. You don't know what you're talking about.
Man.
You ain't no preacher. You ain't supposed to be preaching. Who gave you your license? Amen. Who ordained you? They want all kind of. They want to know. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing, brother. They won't ever stand toe-to-toe with you in this book. Amen.
No, they won't.
That's one thing they won't do. They won't stand toe-to-toe. I say, you can say what you want to, but prove me wrong by the word. They just sit there and look dumbfounded. Amen. Because you can't prove the truth wrong. Amen.
Come
I'm going to say it again. You can't prove the truth wrong. Amen. Back to Revelation, the 16th. And by the way, these same preachers, and so-called preachers, what I call, they won't dare touch the book of Revelation. When you even go to the first book of Revelation, they start trembling. They ain't got nothing for you. Amen. Revelation, the 16th chapter. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne.
On the throne.
And from the wrath of the Lamb.
Of the
Lord
Lamb.
Have mercy. Amen. The mountains refers to the strength of the governments. Amen. They're so powerful that the Bible is referred to them as mountains. Amen. Amen. And it could be also kind of literal, but amen. In other words, they're dependent on their worldly power to cover them from God, to protect them, the army, the military, the bunkers, where they got to hide deep in the earth. They look for this for protection. But guess what it says in verse 17?
Come on.
For the great day. What day is that? That's the one we've been talking about in the book of Job. The day of the Lord, the day of Christ, of his wrath, is come. See, people laugh and joke about this. Just like, remember Noah?
Yeah,
remember,
come on,
Noah, like 200-some years to build that ark. They laughed when he first began to build the ark, and they looked at that gigantic boat. They said, look at this nut.
Come on, man.
What in the world is this guy building? He's been building this thing for over 100 years. What is he doing, him and his son? And they were obedient. They was preparing for the storm to come. They was preparing for the ark. Amen.
Yeah.
And where a lot of people mess up, they like to kind of reference the ark to the tribulation.
Uh-huh.
And what they like to say was that, well, Noah was still in the flood. He was just in the ark protected from the flood. So he still went through the flood. Amen. We understand that, but you got to understand that he was carrying the next generation through the flood
out
on the other side.
Come on,
amen, which is different. The church will be taken out of the world. We won't be here. Amen. Who's going to be here? God's people, the Jews, the Israelite people will be here. They are the ones that are going to go through the 144,000. The saints that get saved during the tribulation. Then the last 3.5 years, you have the two witnesses. They're going to carry on, amen, and go through
Come
the tribulation.
On, preacher.
But the church of
Tell
God
it.
Shall be kept from that hour, amen, that will come
amen.
Into the world, amen. And like I tell some people, I say, okay, we'll look at it from your standpoint. If you believe that the church is going to be here, guess what? We still won't be affected by none of the things on this planet as those who reject God, the ungodly, will be affected. We won't.
Yes,
but my belief is that's Paul. The secret. Remember what Paul said? Behold, I show you a mysterion, a mystery. I show you a secret. Who is the secret to?
Come
those
on.
That believe in Christ. That has been revealed. And guess what? It's such a big secret that majority of the church don't even know about it. Amen. More or less the world. Only a small portion of the church, amen, know about that the saints will not go through the tribulation. This is how big the secret was. And the secret is revealed more at this day and time than any other time throughout the church history, because it is something that the church missed in the early church. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But it has been revealed to us in these latter days, in this latter time. I'm about to get back over to the brother. It said, for the great day of his wrath has come, who shall be able to stand? Nobody. Amen. That's why John asked that question. Who can stand against the wrath of God? Nobody can stand against
the
wrath of God. Not Lucifer. Not his fallen angels that went with him. Not any demon. Not any ungodly person. No one can stand against the wrath of God. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. You better make it known. Nobody can stand against the wrath of God. Now, who wants to be here during that time? Lord have mercy. There is no
Come
way
on,
in the
man.
World that I want to be here when the thing is going to. And I told you about those rocks that's going to rain down from heaven. They weigh about 75 to 100 pounds. They weigh 100 pounds falling from the sky. And you want to be here for that? Lord, have mercy.
No,
sir. No, thank you. No, thank you. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Now I'm going to read Joel 28 through 32. I'm going to turn back over to the brother.
Go ahead, brother.
Jump
you working with
Joel, the second chapter. Amen. Thank you, brother. Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, said, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Amen. There is a debate in the believing community. The theologians, the scholars, they argue over this verse. Some believe that it happened back during the time before Christ. Some argue that this prophecy was fulfilled during the time of the day of Pentecost. Some believe that it's being fulfilled right now at this day and time before the rapture of the church. Some say this is not until, amen, the most of the scholars,
on,
they stand
preacher.
That this happens in the tribulation is when this is talking about. This really refers to, in my opinion, amen, I could be wrong, but from my study, I believe this refers to the 144,000. Amen. It's also,
come
it
on,
can,
preacher. Come
it
on,
can
preacher.
Be in our time now. Amen. It can
come
be in our
on.
Time now. Amen. But according to the context that is written in, remember, what are we talking about? Joel, the second chapter. If you read the whole book of the Joel, second chapter, it refers to what? The day of the Lord. Even the locusts.
The day of the Lord.
Amen. This is talking about the day of the Lord. So when is this? This is really in the great tribulation. Who is it talking about? The 144,000 that the sons. Remember, this prophecy was written to who? Not the church. This is right here. It was written to Israel. Who's going to be in the tribulation? Not the church, but Israel is going to be in the tribulation.
Woo!
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Whoa.
Verse 29 says, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I what? Pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, and pillars of smoke. Amen. This is how we know it's referring to the book of Revelation and the tribulation. The sun shall be what? Turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, Lord have mercy, shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be delivered. As the Lord has said, and in the remnant, here it is, whom the Lord shall call. Again,
come
this
on.
Is referring to what? In the tribulation and the remnant, which is the children of Israel in the last day. I got one more verse I'm going to share with you.
Go ahead, brother.
And I'm going to turn back over to the brother. Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
Go
You're
to Matthew.
Good.
Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. Thank you, brother. All glory be to the Most High. Let me show you something. Go over to Matthew, the 24th chapter, and we're going to look at 23 and 24 and 25. Watch what it says. This is referring back over to the book of Joel. What it said, Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 23 said, I'm going to start at 22. It said, and except those days be what? Shortened. What days? the last days, those last 7 years of tribulation, at least the tribulation be short. At least those days should be short. There should no flesh be saved. Lord, have mercy. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Lord, have mercy. Then if any man shall what say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, that they shall deceive the very elect. Behold,
Lord,
I told you before, Lord have mercy. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All glory be to God. Go ahead, doctor.
Go ahead, brother. Brother, you're awesome. You're awesome, man. You don't broke ice. You don't broke ice. You don't crack Satan across the head. Because when we say, you mentioned in Joel about the prophesying and the dreams, that is exactly absolutely right. Because after the 144,000.
Amen. All glory be to God.
After this 144,000 Jews, and they are in Israel now. So you don't have to worry about that. They ain't going to catch no train. They ain't going to catch no plane. And that's why Israel now is having so much trouble with the nations trying to destroy Israel and try to eliminate Israel because, see, Satan works behind the scene. And Satan knows that the 144,000 are here. He knows that after the rapture of the church, they're going to start off right when he start off. So this year, Holy Spirit is not going to be removed from there, but it's going to step back a little bit. And for only those that hear the 144,000, they're going
Come
to hear
on,
the
doctor.
Gospel of the kingdom. And when they start preaching this, it's going to be televised. It's going to be utilized. It's going to be justified. It's going to be worldwide because the whole world is going to witness the 144,000. And when they witness that, God Almighty. God Almighty is going to pour out his spirit upon Israel and upon the Gentile nation, those that will accept him by the Holy Spirit being poured out. They're going to have dreams. They're going to see visions. And guess what? Good God Almighty out of Zion. And John said after they got through preaching for 3.5 years, after they got through with the message of the message, there ain't going to be no church meeting. There ain't going to be no business meeting.
Right.
There ain't going to be no collection. There ain't going to be no choir singing. There ain't going to be nobody saying, I'm going home now. I don't have much church service. It's going to be something awesome that when John looked over to the other side of the mountain, if I may say so, he said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The church is gone. The church is in heaven.
Amen.
The church has been gone for 3.5 years, and here I'm in the middle of the tribulation. John said, I see a number that no man can number. And he asked the question, where did these come from, and whence did they come? And one of the elders said, man, don't you know who these are? He said, no. He said, these are they that came through great trial and tribulation.
Amen.
These are the tribulation saints.
Good
God Almighty out of Zion.
These are the tribulation saints.
That heard the 144,000 Jewish men preach the gospel for 3.5 years. This is a reception. This is the last offering that they will have because it's gleaning time. It's gleaning time. After the church has been harvested on the trumpets, down through the years of the 3.5 years, God said, I'm going to send 144,000, and they're going to do some reaping. They are going to tell the message of the gospel of the kingdom, and they said a number that no man can number, as many as the sands of the sea. He said, these are they, because there's going to be a revival. There's going to be a revival now, because the church ain't in no condition. The churches are not in no condition to run a revival. They ain't got time. They don't want to have a revival. They ain't talking about saving souls and redeeming souls and bringing souls back in the right relationship with Jesus Christ. They talking about financial. They talking about money. They talking about going on excursions, trip. They talking about conventions. They talking about all kinds of activities that don't even have nothing to do with soul winning. But God said, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that. I'm going to send my Jewish 144,000, and they're going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And guess what? It's going to be worldwide. It's going to be up in Canada. It's going to be in America. It's going to be in Africa. It's going to be in South America. It's going to be in the Middle East. It's going to be in Russia. It's going to be in China. It's going to be worldwide because man got the technology. He got the state of the art.
That's right.
He got all kinds of optic fibers. To
That's
broadcast
right.
the gospel to the world, and when the world hears this, they're going to have to shut down every TV station that is not preaching this. They're going to have to shut it down because God said,
Ooh.
I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to put this out like a freight train coming down a track with no brakes. I'm going to pour out
Come
my
on,
spirit.
God.
I'm going to save souls. I'm going to redeem Israel. I'm going to let the world know that I'm the Lord God of Zion. I am the God of heaven. I am the God of eternity. I am the God before. I am the God now. And I am the God forever. And abundance of souls will be redeemed.
Come on, God.
By the blood of the Lamb. You hear what I said? There ain't going to be no pope.
Ooh,
there ain't going to be no bishop. There ain't going to be no preacher. It's going to be 144,000 that's going to go convince the Gentile world that y'all are wrong. The Gentile world, y'all are wrong. The Gentile world has not treated the Jews like God's people. And God said, for anybody that comes against my Jewish nation will punish, will suffer. Why? Because they are the apple of my eye. Brother, you
Come
kicked
on,
off
doctor.
The football. You kicked off the football when you said about prophesying because a lot of people, a lot of churches today are trying to come, say they're going to have a revival before the rapture. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen because the coronavirus shut that down.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't go to church before the coronavirus. And now
mm-hmm.
they try to make excuse of wearing masks and hoods and everything
right.
so you won't get the coronavirus. Let me tell you something. That ain't up but a clown. That's a circus. It's a circus.
Amen.
The devil put that stuff out there because God permitted it to be put out there to see what you so-called Christians are made out of. Are you made out of cotton? Are you made out of steel, righteous steel? Are you made out of mush? Are you ready to quit? Are you ready to lay it down and not have fellowship with the saints of God? Because that's the only way you're going to get your strength. You've got to have fellowship with the saints of God. And if you don't
Amen.
Have fellowship with the saints of God, you become a wussy. Uh-oh, did
Amen.
I say something wrong? You become a little old wussy. You can't take nothing. You can't take persecution. You can't take going through stuff. But they tell me when the tribulation comes, God's going to make some true saints. They call them tribulation saints. And these
That's
saints
right.
are going to lose their lives. They're going to lose their lives for the cause of believing and
Wrong
trusting
numbers.
In Jesus Christ. They're going to lose their life over what? The mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is going to come. And the Antichrist is going to have control of the world. He's going to have control of the political system. He's going to have control of the religious system. And he's going to have control of the economical system. And he's going to set up an AI. And if you don't know what an AI is, that's artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence is a robot that has the thought and has the knowledge of a man. And the Antichrist is going to set it up in Jerusalem. And in the middle of the tribulation, when the Antichrist is resurrected from the dead, in the middle of the tribulation, he's going to cause all small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. Where you been? You been in the woods? You been in the shelter? You've been hiding under the ground? What church do you go to? I don't know what church you go to, but if you ain't going to the one that's preaching the end time and preaching the cross of Christ and preaching the rapture, is not preaching the millennium
Amen.
Reign, not preaching the
Amen.
Goodness of God, how God has been so merciful and so kind to this generation that he's given us an opportunity to hear the gospel, and you walking around with your head in the air, that if you would lift it up and it would rain, you would drown. Because you got so many people in the church that got a high-minded. They so sophisticated. They so knowledgeable of the word of God, talking about, I know the word. No, you don't know the word. How can you know the word and you don't know what to do when the situation comes? And now we're coming to the point where the Lord said, I'm going to separate the wheat from the tares. When this Antichrist comes, and let me tell you now, the mark of the beast is already in progress.
Uh-oh,
there are people
on
the planet. The people on the planet right now is accepting the mark of the beast, but it's not time yet. But they already have
right.
set up in their minds and heart. This
come
is
on,
what
Doc.
I'm going to do. I'm going to receive the mark because it's so convenient. It is so nice. You don't have to carry cash around, right? Because you
That's
ain't gonna
right.
have no cash. You ain't gonna be able to have no cash. You talking about this year debit thing going on, and this year meeting the criteria of getting our social
mm-hmm.
security check or getting our that's a drop in the bucket, because when it comes around the next time, it ain't gonna be no picnic. You talking about Fright Night? It's gonna be Fright
that's
Night,
right.
and Fright Night gonna have to run away because it's gonna be very afraid of itself, because there's a time coming when you will not be able to buy and sell. Buy and sell. In the 13th chapter of Revelation, it tells you, you will not be able to buy and sell unless you receive the mark. And the mark is a computer chip. People trying to fuss over what it is. Is it a chip? It's nothing but a chip. They already got the chip. They're already using it. You can crank your car with a chip. You can put it in your phone and know exactly what
that's
it
right.
is. You people are using it in the hospital. They're using it in the
that's
medical
right.
system. They're using it in every system that you got today. They're using the computer chip to tell you exactly what's going on. And so when it comes around for Satan to take control of the last 3.5 years, he will have control of 3 systems. The money system, he will have control of the economical system, the religious system, and the political system. He will have full control. And when he has full control, the only way that he figured that he can get you to worship him is that if you worship him, you would have to receive the mark. And if you receive
Lord
the mark,
mercy.
That means you will be able to buy and sell. You'll be able to keep your insurance. You'll be able to go on welfare. You'll be able to go to the bank. You'll be able to have all of the necessities and the assets of life to use it if you receive the mark. If you don't receive the mark, you will be arrested. It's coming in America.
Come on.
It's overseas
it sure
now.
Is.
When the coronavirus hit, everybody said, you can't go down to the store. You can't go nowhere unless you get the coronavirus shot. And I said, well, I'll just have to starve. You ain't putting that junk in me. You ain't putting no kind of medicine in me I don't know nothing about. Jesus Christ already done gave me a shot. He already gave me a shot. I got it at Calvary. Jesus Christ filled me with the Holy Ghost at Calvary. And when he filled me with the Holy Ghost, he said, I'll protect you from all diseases and all calamity that comes upon the face of the earth. While you have accepted my loving son, the son of God, the son of righteousness, the son of joy, the son that can cleanse you and make you whole. And the world
Amen.
Today is getting ready to bow down to who? Lucifer. They're already bowing. Look how the economical people are bound down. People were scared to death, thinking they weren't going to get no social security check. I wouldn't worry one bit.
That's right.
Because
that's
the
right,
Lord
that's right.
God is my supplier. And my God, ooh, my God, what about yours? What God are you serving? My God owns the heavens and earth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the sun and the moon. He owns the air and the trees and the birds. He owned that. That's my Father. And he said, if you want anything, ask it in my name, and I'll grant it to you if you need it. What I'm worried about, I ain't worried about nothing, because the Lord God is going to fulfill every bit of revelation. And I like the brother say, I'll stand up against any preacher, any bishop, any pope.
Amen.
I'll stand up against anybody on the face of this earth and tell you right now, the word of God is going to be fulfilled whether you like it or not. Revelation going to be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled because it's already in a prelude right now. Folks don't know what to do. They don't know what to do, because when you go to church anymore, in some churches, I ain't saying all churches, in some churches, you can't get nothing. You can't get nothing from the cross. You can't get nothing from Revelation. You can't get nothing from the millennium reign. You can't get nothing from the judgment that's coming upon the face of the earth. It's going to eliminate all wicked men. Wicked men.
That's right.
Not righteous men. Wicked men. Wicked men who refute and ball their fists up at God Almighty.
Yeah, yeah.
Ball your fists up and lick your tongue out and call him, he's dead. He ain't no good. You are a lying wonder. Satan has got the influence on the human race like never before. And I can imagine how Noah felt after he had preached 100 years of saying it's going to rain. I've been preaching the gospel for 58 years, and Jesus Christ hasn't came yet. But let me tell you something. I know he's coming. I feel he's coming. It's in my spirit. It's in my hands. It's in my mind. It's in my soul. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth, and it's time for church folks to get it right and quit fumbling around and wussing around and trying to fool God. You fooling yourself, because Jesus Christ is God's son, and he's coming back to do what? Straighten this stuff out.
That's right.
And the world is saying today, well, we got another way to please ourselves. You can go yoga, you can go witchcraft, you can go voodoo, you can go Luciferian, you can go the Illuminati, you can go to the secret society, you can go to all the clowns. There ain't nobody but a bunch of clowns. They're clowning around. And they got a circus. And the church folks and the preachers told the world, come on in. Come on in,
that's
y'all.
It.
Yo, rap, come on in. Come on in, y'all. Jigaboos and all whatever boo you got. Come on in. We want you to join us. We want you to be with us. And guess what? That's what the devil's doing. Because he's plotting right now to manufacture the one world church.
Amen.
So what does the one world church consist of? Let me tell you. The one world church is consisted of non-believers reject Christ. That's what it consists of. Non-unregenerated believers that have never experienced the blood and this Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, in their lives. They have rejected it, but they're going under the name of saying that they're Christian, but they ain't nothing but liars, backbiters, whoremongers, adulterers, every low-down, dirty, rotten thing that you can name, but they try to carry the name of Jesus Christ. They're going to link up and become the woman.
That's it.
That's riding the beast, the great whore, Babylon, worldwide. Not just America, not just Rome, but the whole wide world will fall under the Babylonian system. In other words, ancient spirits from the beginning of time have brought all
the
doctrines over into 2023. And if you don't know nothing about it from the word of God, everybody's linking up with it. They got people linking up with it, believing if they drink blood and eat baby parts and suck on blood and eat their own pieces and bow down and walk across fire and bow down to Moloch and Baal, they believe that that's God. That's not God. That's demonic.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
Possessed people who are worshiping Satan. Get it? And if you mention Christ amongst them, they will spit you out.
That's right.
They will spit you out worse than the Ku Klux Klan. You trying to join the Ku Klux Klan, they'll spit you out and say, we don't want to hear nothing about this Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But one day the brother already said in the book of Joel, one day there's a great day coming. There's a day of darkness, a day of gloominess, a day of sadness, a day of regret is going to come on the face of this earth. And when it comes up on the face of the earth, nobody can come to Brother Tim and nobody can come to Brother Bazaar and say, y'all didn't tell us. Well, we're telling you now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're telling you now. We're telling you with the love of God, please, whatever you do, don't reject Christ. Whatever you do, I done told you once before, go to Timbuktu, go to China, go to the Montage Hall, go somewhere. But whatever you do, don't go to hell.
That's right. Amen.
Don't go. You don't have to worry about packing a suitcase because you ain't coming back. Ain't no use to try to drink the water. Ain't no use trying to hold your friend's hand because there ain't going to be no hand holding in hell.
That's
if
right.
You don't hold your brother's hands now in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you ain't holding your hands in Jesus Christ, your brothers and your sisters, if you ain't holding them, if you hold them and you got hate in your heart, you're going to hell.
Amen.
You're going to hell not because you don't hold his hand, but you're going to hell because you hate. And if you got
That's
hate
right.
in your heart, most likely you don't know Jesus Christ. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. Because Jesus Christ is nothing but love. He's love.
Amen.
You're talking about sweet love. You're talking about everlasting love. You're talking about undying love. You're talking about long-suffering. Jesus Christ loves you. He don't love what you're doing and what you're thinking, because if you ain't thinking about him, you are thinking against him. But he
That's
wants
right.
you to come to him. I don't care if you're a drug addict. I don't care if you're homosexuality. I don't care nothing about that. I want you to know you need to be saved. And if you ain't in none of these things, you still need to be saved. And salvation, listen, is
Amen.
Free. I ain't paid
That's
a
right.
dime since the Lord saved
Amen.
Me. I ain't paid a dime to keep my salvation.
Amen.
And I ain't did no special work to keep my salvation. I ain't did no running up and down the driveway, shouting and shouting and jumping and leaping. I ain't do all that. It's free.
Come on, doctor. It's free.
You can't walk your way to heaven. You can't
Come
talk
on, man.
Your way to heaven.
Mm-mm.
You can't dress your way to heaven.
Mm-mm.
You can't sexualize your way to heaven. People think you have a lot of sex that they can go to heaven. You'll be surprised how people think it
yeah.
anymore. Because they're thinking crazy on top of crazy.
They sure are.
If you could talk to crazy, crazy would tell me, y'all got me spelled wrong. Because crazy say, I wouldn't even do some of that, because the devil is a total lunatic. He is crazy.
That's right.
He's always been crazy. Until he fell, he's been crazy ever since then. And his main goal is to deter you from heaven. That's his main goal.
That's right.
Ain't no other goal he got. He said, if I can stop you from going to that bloody cross where Jesus Christ shed his blood. Oh, my God. He shed his blood. He poured his blood out. All his blood was drained from his body until his heart could no longer pump blood. He didn't spill it. He didn't accidentally step on it. He shed his blood.
Amen.
And if I may say so, it might not sound holy, but he was a bloody mess when they took him off the cross. And guess what? I'm guilty for whipping him. I'm guilty for spitting on him. I'm guilty for lying
right.
to him. I'm guilty for
Amen.
Doing my own thing. I'm guilty, but he said, justice, stand back. Justice getting ready to cut me off. And justice said, wait a minute. What you got that can stop me from bringing judgment? And then mercy came. Mercy said, leave him alone. And he did it for you. Mercy said, leave him alone. Mercy said, look, I'll tell you what I do, Justice. Justice, I'm going to pay the wrath of God on myself. I'll take the wrath of God. And Jesus took the wrath of God by himself. And when he took
Amen.
The wrath of himself, justice had to get back because the Bible said, the just shall live by faith. And let me tell you, this afternoon my heart is built up. My heart is rejoicing that somebody
Amen.
I don't need to hear this. Somebody, I don't have a choir, but I hope that I can sing a song. Amen. Before I go off the air. Amen. I don't know how much time I got. Amen. But I'm going to give it to the brother. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to give it to the brother for the next 15 minutes. And after he gets through, 15 to 20 minutes after he gets through, I'm going to try to sing a song for those that want to listen. And I ain't never cut no CD. I ain't never been on TV. I ain't never had no record recording. But I tell you one thing. I know Jesus Christ. And when I know Jesus Christ, I can sing about it. And I can tell you about it. He is my all in all. He is the lover of my soul. God bless you. Amen. Brother, roll on with it.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. Amen. I'm sitting there listening to you. Amen,
Amen
brother. You going
brother.
Off.
Amen. My heart,
Amen,
my heart is rejoicing. My heart is rejoicing.
Amen. Amen. I know you are, brother. My heart's rejoicing with you. Amen. Kind of want you to keep going. Amen. 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 I was just listening to you. Amen.
I'll come
because
back. You can give me a couple months. You go ahead and do what you got to do. I'll come back.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll get ready to open up the doors. Amen. The church. Amen. As we used to say back in the day. Amen. And we're just thinking about the time that we are living in. You know, China's beating on its chest. Putin is not going to stop. Amen. We know, according to prophecy, that he can't stop. He's fulfilling the prophecy, just like Judas was fulfilling prophecy. Amen. When he betrayed Christ, amen, he sold Christ out. Amen.
Yeah.
These are things that the Bible has been prophesied for thousands of years, and we see these things actually coming to pass. Amen. Coming to pass. Amen. And it will happen. Don't think that it won't. Amen. It will happen. We are getting closer. And, you know, amen, my brother had mentioned something about China, how they say that they plan on taking over Taiwan in 2025. And some people say, oh, you know, China's just talking. They're not going to do anything. So one person said, you know, who announces attack? If you're going to attack somebody, you're just going to attack. You're not going to – just kind of like how Japan attacked Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. They just attacked them without warning. Amen. And I believe what China is saying is that they're giving them because they feel like they see Taiwan as their people. Amen. So there's a difference there. I mean, if you really think about it, and I thought about that, I said, well, there's a difference. China – says Taiwan is their people. So they really don't want to attack them, but they want them to come back and be with them. And China's in the process of uniting the Asian nations. That's really what they're up to. They're trying to unite the Asian nations. And I know America boasts that, well, Japan is on their side. Japan is part of the NATO or something to that effect.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Amen. Amen. And in fact, they call it something. It's the seven something. I just saw it online the other day, but I can't think of it right now. But I'm thinking about, you know, when America bombed Hiroshima.
Yeah.
And I forgot what the other place was.
Nagasaki.
Okay, the brother said it for me. Nagasaki. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to say Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I think about what America did, and I remember it was an article that I was reading. This has been years ago. It was probably like just sometime after 2010. It was an article that said that Japan was celebrating
they hadn't seen defective Burts for some time. I think since the early 2000s was the last time they had defective Burts. That's a long time. Mm-hmm. From 1944 to the early 2000s, you're talking about loss, 60-some years. 60 years there are people have been affected with Burt defects because of these atomic bombs. You know, they're actually making a movie. The guy's called Oppenheimer. He was a German that they had captured, and that the American had captured the German scientists and made them part of the space science team. And they created this bomb, and they said that he had quoted a quote that was actually from it was like an Indian Bible or something like that someone had said. And he said, "I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." Amen. And you think about these things that men do, and I'm making a point here because we don't know what the government is hiding. And one of the, I can't remember if it was Oppenheimer or if it was another scientist, he said that the American government, somebody in the American government, I can't remember if it was a captain or one of the scientists from America, asked him, how were they able to build and do the things that the Germans were able to do? And the guy said, "We had help, not of this world." I thought that was bizarre that he said. And you look it up. It's in a documentary. He said that.
Yes,
he said, "We got help, but the help was not of this world." In other words, it was alien technology. Amen. Said that the aliens had helped them design a lot of things that they were able to do. Even the jet propulsion engine. Germans were the first one to have the jet engine planes. In fact, the movie Red Tails talks about how the black pilots were the first one to shoot down a jet plane. They'd never seen them before. They couldn't believe it. If you see the movie Red Tails, it tells the tale of how how the black pilots helped in that war and how they never got recognized, and now they got recognized in that movie. They were the first ones to see those jet planes. And that's what the scientists had admitted to the American government, that we had help doing this. And what I'm saying to you is, I'm making a point, because when Christ returned back at the end of time, the end of the satanic rule to put all authority under, they're going to attempt to stop Christ. They are hiding technology. I know the brother said it before. I said this years ago on the show, probably about 2 or 3 years ago. The technology that we have now is a laugh. It's a joke. They got technology far beyond this. Remember, the fallen angels came to this planet thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Over 5,000 years ago, they came to this planet. Amen. They made a
deal. Amen. Yes, they
rebel against God. And they came. Amen. They came down, and they shared a lot of knowledge with the women. Amen. They shared the knowledge of makeup. Amen. They shared urn. Astrology, which is where we probably get the what they call the zodiac signs.
Yeah, that stuff
is amazing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The stuff that has been shared with us. They have technology. This technology that we use with these cell phones, we think there's something. They keep bringing up these new cell phones, these new cars. We think there's something. This stuff is nothing.
They had flying machines.
Amen, doctor. You better hear me. They had flying machines in ancient times.
They
came down. The Nephilim, they had the mind because their fathers, which were angels from heaven, taught them how to do this stuff.
We don't have flying cars
now. At least we don't see them going up and down the street. They had flying machines back then.
Come on,
do your research. See, people think that this stuff don't tie in with the Bible. That's why people try to make a separation from science and alien like it ain't got nothing to do. No, it has everything to do with the Bible. In fact, the main reason that it exists is because of God, the fallen angels. Amen. God created the angels.
Amen.
The angels rebelled against God, and they came to earth. They want to be like God. They want to rule.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to rule over mankind. Well, Satan's time is up. Like the brother said, his time is up. 6,000 years is long enough for him to do and to wreak havoc on this planet. Amen. I know some people say, we ought to be patient for God's return. We're not saying that we're not patient. If he don't come back, we're going to still be here teaching the word of God, doing what we're supposed to do, is spreading the gospel of our Lord and Savior, and trying to get as many souls into the kingdom before he returns. Amen. But however, if he do come back this year or the next 20 years, 40 years, however long it be, we're going to be doing our job. Amen. We're not rushing.
No.
We can't make God come sooner. We can't.
Mm-mm.
Christ said only his Father in heaven knows when he's going to send him back to get the church. Our job is to get you prepared to sound the alarm. What do you think?
Come on.
What do you think Christ did to the Apostle John on Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago? It was an urgent message. It was so urgent. It was urgent 2,000 years ago. Now, if it was urgent 2,000 years ago, what do you think about today, the time we live in now? We're even closer 2,000 years later than we were 2,000 years ago when this was originally written. See, what people fail to realize, they think it's about, when Christ come back. You could die today. It's not about so much as to when he comes back. When he comes back, he made a promise that the church won't go through the tribulation. That's the promise that he made, that I'm going to keep you from the hour of temptation. We won't go through the tribulation. That's the promise that Christ made. But what it's really about, amen, is your salvation. That's what it is about. What does he say? He said, lo, behold, I come quickly. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Amen. That's Revelation, the second chapter, verse 2. Amen. If you look through the book of Revelation, throughout the first three chapters, the message to the church was that Christ was coming back quick. It was a warning. He's been sounding the alarm, whether we be dead or alive when Christ come back. The whole main point was get saved before it's too late. That's the thing that everybody missed. Get saved before it's too late. Whether he comes today or tomorrow, whether I'm dead or alive standing when he comes, make sure that you're ready, because he said, what? Behold, I come as a what? Thief in the night.
Thief.
We don't know, amen, no man knows the day nor the hour, but amen, we are to what? Pay attention to the season. Let me share something with you real quick.
Go ahead.
First John, amen, I got a little time. Amen, I'm going to give it time to the brother. I just want to share this. But I actually meant to share it, amen, yesterday. I meant to share it earlier today. I'm going to make sure that I share it, amen, tonight. Amen, while we're on the air. It's out of the book of First John. First John, second chapter. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Second chapter. First John. Let me see if I can find it. I'm over in First Peter. There we go. First John. There we go. Amen. First John. Second chapter. There we go. It is second chapter. Amen. And what we got to understand is that there was a promise that Christ made to us many, many years ago. He made a promise when he was raised from the dead. He made a promise of eternal life. And if you serve me, I will guarantee you eternal life, eternal safety, free from pain, free from suffering, free from hurt, free from crime, free from death, free from the evil one, free from Satan, Lucifer himself, the fallen angels, the demons in hell, the ungodly. We will be saved for all eternity. We'll never have to see them, hear them, deal with them, none of that. I'm going to read to you 1 John, 2nd chapter, verse 18. This is the promise of eternal life. This is what he says. He says, little children, it is the last time. Amen. He's referring to the age that we're in. We're in the last times of the rule, satanic rule. It says, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come.
Yeah.
He's talking about the actual Antichrist is what he's talking about. We've heard that he will come. Amen. Not saying when, because we know the church will be gone first. The church has to leave first before he comes on the scene. But watch what he says. Even now are there many Antichrists.
Antichrists.
Amen. Antichrist. Amen. Whereby we know that it is what? The last time. The number of them will begin to grow. We see so much of it in these churches. These preachers ain't talking about their motivation speech. They're talking about money, how you get rich. They're not talking about the blood. They're not talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. They're not talking about none of that in these churches. And it ain't got to be the ones on TV. It's the ones that are in your local community.
Come
they ain't got the money, too. They ain't out saving no soul. They ain't got no idea They not out here trying to bring in people for Christ. They out here, amen. They out here in Satan's but they want to be pulpit pimps. Pulpit pimping. Amen. They try to pimp the people behind the pulpit.
Come on,
amen.
Preacher.
This is real. I know for a fact I know what I'm talking about. This is real stuff I've witnessed with my own eye. And verse 19 says, they went out from us.
Uh-huh.
Lord have mercy. But they were not of us. Who is they? The ungodly, uh-huh. The unbelievers, the antichrist, the ungodly, those that show themselves in church, but they're not really of us. It said, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us,
they would have stayed.
Come on, doctor. They would no doubt have continued with us. If they were saved, they would have stayed in church. All he fell from salvation, he was never saved. This is what the scriptures tell you. If they were saved, they would have all they would have stayed. Let me tell you,
stay with us.
Once you get the spirit of Christ in you, ain't no falling, ain't no going back. Amen. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But he said, but they went out that they might be made manifest. See, let me tell you something. Time will tell you who people are. People will say it all day. You can tell that you say you believe in Christ, but I'm going to watch your actions. I'm going to watch your life. I'm going to sit back and watch you. I say, okay, so we know it was made known that you was not of us. Amen. And it said they were not all of us, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. There you go.
Come on.
And ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it. And that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denied that, Lord have mercy, that denied that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denied the Father and the Son. Watch what this Bible say. Whosoever denied the Son, the same hath not the Father.
Come on.
But he that acknowledged the Son hath the Father also.
Son.
Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, there you go, ye also shall continue in the Son and
come on,
in the Father. Look at God. Verse 25, last one, I'm going to turn over to the verse. It says, and this is the promise that he had promised us, eternal life. Man, we on the winning side. How can you miss it? Man, don't miss the kingdom. Go ahead, bro. That's all I got to say.
Hey, man. That's all right.
Go ahead, doctor.
I got time. You all right, brother. You on fire tonight. I hope you reach some souls out there tonight. We want you to continue on to listen to Watchmen on the Wall and on Saturdays or listen to what's the name of your ministry, brother?
Rain and Love Ministry.
Rain and Love Ministry on Saturdays, and I'm on Thursday night. We're trying to get this gospel out, but before I ask you this, I'm going to try to get this song in here, maybe one or two verses of it. We want to let you to know that Apostle Paul said in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, believe with your spirit, your soul, your soul surrounds your spirit, and in that spirit is where Christ wants to sit. He wants to come into that epitome of your heart, and he can only do it. And if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible said, you shall be saved.
Amen. That's what it says.
ABC. It's as simple as that. If you want to change life, if you want to turn from sin, and if you're sorry for your sin, there's nothing in this world can stop you. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life right now.
That's right.
Jesus' name. Amen. This is a song.
Amen.
Everybody can't sing this song. Amen. I know Brother Whatchacall can sing it. But I ain't talking about the way it sounds. I'm talking about what it means to you. You see, because songs have meaning. I'm going to try to sing one or two verses, but I want y'all to pray for me, amen, that I can sing
amen.
This because I love this song. It goes like this. I don't possess houses or land, fine clothes or jewelry, sorrows and cares in this old world. Small opportunity to be, but I have a Christ who paid the price, way back on Calvary. Well,
Midnight hour, it might be on broad daylight, but whenever it happens,
Amen.
Be ready.